Hello, this is Daniel Gregory. Thank you so much for joining me for episode 362 of the Perceptive Photographer Podcast. I hope you're having a great week. I know I'm having a good week. It's been kind of a nice week up here. We actually got some sunshine, got to get outside and do some outdoor stuff, which was kind of nice and fun. Also, I've just about got ready after a month of some health issues and things like that. I about got my workshops for this year and the first part of 2023 planned. So if you're not on my newsletter, head over to my website at danieljgregory.com, get signed up for the newsletter, and you'll get to hear about those upcoming workshops that'll be coming out here very shortly. Just about have to put a few T's crossed and a few I's to get dotted on those, but I just about have all those lined up for the year, so those will be announced here shortly. It's amazing when you have a little setback how fast time can slip away from you. So hopefully you're not having a time warp situation in your own life and you're able to kind of progress forward. It was kind of weird to have time pass so fast after feeling like time was dragging so slowly over the past couple of years with all the COVID stuff. It was kind of a weird orientation, but all is good. All is well in the health department, so everything's getting back on track, so that's exciting with that. This week, I wanted to talk about a two-challenge week. So it's going to be a little bit shorter podcast because I'm just giving you homework this week. You know, we're not philosophically waxing on and on about things. I just have two things I'd like you to focus on for the week. I think they'd be fun exercises, interesting exercises. They are things that I've noticed in my own creative process that they really do make a difference. They really do kind of spark into something and make me connect to my work and to my community in a really strong, significant way. Now, for the first one, what you're going to do is you're going to reach out this week to two photographers who've made a pretty significant difference in your photography. They could be from inspiration, things you've learned. Maybe they provided you some hope when you were feeling like things just weren't going to go well. The exception to this rule is I am excluded as a podcast listener. You have to exclude me from your list of two. So I want you to reach out to two people unbeknownst to me because I know the challenge. Don't tell them you're doing it as a challenge from a homework and a podcast. Just reach out to them. But you're excluding me from this exercise because I know the challenge. And what I want you to do is reach out to them, whether it's through a social media channel, through an email, maybe you've had some relationship with them and you can text them or give them a phone call, but reach out to them and thank them for whatever it is that they've provided you over the years. Like I said, maybe that's just been a source of inspiration. Maybe you found their journey as a photographer interesting. Maybe it's something that they've taught you. Maybe it's a photo instructor you've enjoyed, or it's a photo workshop you wish you could attend, but you've never been able to, but you follow all of their information. Whatever it is, reach out to that photographer and thank them for that. I think it's really important that we thank the people that are important to us and influence us. And it's probably important for some of us to thank the people who we see every day, which would be a good skill to acquire. But I also think it's for those people who don't know that you're providing that service, that don't know that they've been helpful to you. I think reaching out to them in a meaningful way and in an honest way, I think is something that we should all partake in. I think it makes a stronger community when we acknowledge the people who have touched us and influenced us. So I want you to go ahead and reach out this week to two of those people. Like I said, it doesn't matter who they are. Maybe you've got somebody whose YouTube channel you follow. Like I said, maybe it's somebody on Instagram. Maybe it's somebody who's got a photo book that you've just loved over and looked at thousands of times. To go on ahead and drop them a note. And maybe you want to send a thank you note, an actual written note. For those of you who don't remember the time before the internet, a thank you note is where you took a pen or pencil and you actually wrote it on a piece of paper and put a stamp on it, and then they would magically take it to that person's house. So you could do a handwritten note if you were so inclined. No matter what route you go, I just think it's important to do that reach out. Now, the other reason I want you to do that challenge, the other reason I think that challenge is important, is it requires you to think about your photography and to think about what is it that has influenced you. What is it that has made an impression in your photography and in your work? What has made you a better photographer? Because those are the things that I think are important that we focus on when we try to become better photographers. Oftentimes I hear people talk about improving your weaknesses, and that's just stupid. We should always be focusing on our strengths and the things we do well that we enjoy. We get better at those. We continue to do more of those things. If I don't enjoy studio lighting, I certainly don't want to spend a lifetime learning studio lighting and then begrudgingly doing my photography. I'd rather be outside in the trees under the natural light doing my photography. Whatever it is, it's important to recognize that. And so part of this exercise is not just the thank you, which I think is really important, but it's also a chance to rethink about what is it about your photography that influences you over and over again, that drives you and compels you and engages you in a meaningful way. So you're going to get something out of the thank you. No matter what happens out of that, you're going to find a deeper connection to your own work. Now, the second challenge, this is the only two challenges this week. The second challenge is I want you to spend, you only have to do this for an hour, and then you have to do a little bit of math. But over the course of the hour, I want you, when you're engaged in looking at photographs. Now, for some of you, that might be scrolling through Instagram. Some of you, that might be a photo book. Some of you, that might be surfing the web. You go up to Flickr, 500px, Smug Mug Sharing, wherever you go to look at photographs. It could be your own catalog. But wherever you're looking at photographs, and you need this to be about an hour. I mean, ideally, you do a day. But a day is a lot of counting. So you could do an hour. Ideally, you would do a day. And what I want you to do is count the photographs that you look at that day. And we're excluding things like advertising, even though those are photographs. You know, if you're scrolling through your Instagram feed, unless you like the ad, you don't have to count that photograph. But as you're scrolling through Instagram, looking at those photographs, let's say like you scroll through 1,000 or 2,000 that day or 500 that day, whatever it is. Or you go up to some website and you're scrolling through looking at photos of the day and you look at 200. Whatever that number is, I want you to be accurate with that number. Like I say, if you do an hour of that, and let's say like you get 500 photos in that hour, and then you spend 3 hours a day on your phone looking at photography stuff, that's 1,500 photographs that day. Take 1,500 times 7. We do a little basic math. We take 1,500 times 7. You get the 5 and you carry the 3. You know, so that's 10,000 photographs. So over the course of that week, you look at 10,500 photographs. Your goal then, the challenge, is to take more photographs than you look at, so that you are creating as many photographs as you look at. This is a hard challenge. This is a lot of work because we consume a lot of photographs. And part of the reason for this challenge, part of the reason for this exercise is to, one, get you aware of how many photographs you actually look at. Two, it's to balance the scales of going out, picking up the camera, and creating that many photographs. And by the way, it is cheating to put your camera on continuous high and just hold the button down until you get to like 10,000. Meaningful photographs we're trying to create. And meaningful in the sense of they're photographs you would actually want to take. Like I said, you're not just shooting 10,000 photographs of the ground in an effort to reach a goal. You know, those people have 10,000 steps and they just walk around their bed 100,000 times before they go to bed at night. That's cheating. So we're going to create a bunch of photographs. The reason for this is a couple of fold. One is to recognize that we consume more than we create. And that part of the thing I hear out of so many photographers is, I wish I was making more photographs. So part of this exercise is to recognize that in order to probably create more photographs, you probably need to look at less photographs. Also, part of that is to recognize how many photographs do you look at that are actually not that interesting. Photographs that you're not interested in looking at, that you're not learning from, you're not connected with, you're not engaged with, that aren't stories. They're just pretty pictures that somebody's put up there. And I think there's times for that. I think it's important sometimes to have that escapism. But in that world of stepping our photography forward, are we looking at meaningful work? Are we engaged in understanding meaningful things? Are we engaged in real conversations to move our photography forward? Then we create the work. So can we go out and compel ourselves to create a bunch of photographs? Can we make interesting work when we're attempting to chase a somewhat arbitrary number to bring the scales into balance of what we see versus what we don't see? And people love a good challenge. So that's your two tasks for the week. That's your two goals for the week. Can you create more photographs? Good, interesting photographs that, you know, aren't necessarily all in focus, but you gave it a valiant effort. Can you create more photographs than you consume? And then can you reach out and thank two photographers or two people who've created work that has somehow impacted you, knowing that the thank you makes a huge difference in that person and makes a difference in you in thinking about how you've been influenced and how you've been touched through your creative practice and process by somebody else. Hope you have a wonderful week behind the camera. Hope you have fun with the challenges if you choose to partake with them. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next time.